President Bush today meets with his National Security Council and with other senior aides in an effort to determine who's responsible for Tuesday's terrorist attacks and what the response should be. The president also has been in frequent contact with leaders around the world as he works to build an international coalition against terrorism. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
What world leaders has the president spoken to, and what have the conversations been like?
He's talked to Canada's Chrétien Blair of Britain, Schroeder of Germany, President Zhang in China, and he's had two conversations, two yesterday, in fact, with President Putin of Russia. And he's receiving condolences. President Putin told him that government flags across Russia are flying at half staff as a sign of respect and sorrow. He's also, though, looking for support. The president wants to build this global effort, this international coalition to stand up to terrorism and to prepare some sort of response. And he's looking for support for whatever response the United States may deem necessary. He also yesterday got word from NATO that NATO considers an attack against any one of its members an attack against all. They consider this an attack against all of them. So they are in support of the United States. Now, separate from all of this, Secretary of State Powell is also working the phones and doing the same kind of work.
Are they close to a decision on a response?
No sense yet. There is a sense, though, that they are making significant progress. We get that from some of the statements that we're hearing and what we're hearing from some people up on the Hill. They do want to be able to strike back in some form quickly, but of course they want to make sure they've got the right targets. Right now, they're assessing all their options and determining what they will do once they do feel they can move.
President went over to the Pentagon yesterday and talked to rescue workers.
It was really quite a sight and quite a thing for him to see as well. He left the White House. He expressed his anger and met with workers and thanked them for their support. And again, resolved to do something about this. While he was there, workers all crowded around, and in the backdrop is the pancaked down Pentagon structure with a plane hit, and a flag was unfurled up on top of the building against the charred face, and it was quite a moment.
Is he going to New York too?
He says he wants to, except that it's a different kind of operation up in New York. It's a very much more difficult place to access, and it's still a rescue operation there. And anytime the president goes somewhere, it can be very disruptive, and they're going to have to wait a while for that.
There was a vigil outside the White House last night. Tell me about that.
There was a candlelight vigil, about 300-400 people singing songs, some patriotic songs, some prayers. It seemed to be a spontaneous thing. It came down Pennsylvania Avenue from the Capitol, and the kind of thing we're seeing all over the country in churches and elsewhere.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.